Well, good morning, everyone. So as I said earlier, there's two schools of thought on Yom HaMiyuchas, which is Bet Sivan today. One is, what happened today?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. The day is useless. It's the day between Rosh Chodesh and the Shloshet Yemei Agbala, the 3 days that the Jewish people prepared themselves for getting the Torah. Why do we call it Yom HaMiyuchas, such a beautiful name? Because we Jews do that. We take something small, we take an ant, and we make an elephant out of it. What's the best example? Happens every Shabbos. Every Shabbos morning. What's Kiddusha Rabbah? Definition?
Big Kiddush.
The big Kiddush. What does it consist of? Nothing. Bar Priya Gafen. That's the whole thing. You could say Vishamru, all the Psukim. Nothing. Bar Priya Gafen. Right? Truma Gedola. Why do we call it Truma Gedola? Because Midor right, so whatever you take is good enough. A little speck, good enough. So we have that idea. So what happened today? Nothing. The other school of thought says no. Yom HaMiyuchas is a very special day because of what came before it and what's going to come after it. And every Jew has to think about the fact that he came from a certain lineage. He's B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, time so much, and what he's going to. Every Jew has to live in a recognition of what came before him and what's about to happen afterwards. And thus, Yom HaMiyuchas. So those are the two schools of thought in Yom HaMiyuchas. And with that beautiful introduction, you may have liked it or not. I don't know why I give myself a compliment and say it's beautiful. Let us begin. I'd like to deal with a question that I don't think is going to be so practical this year for many of you here for the following reason. Israel and Yomim Tovim fit in very naturally. Namely, we do not have a yuntiv that comes in so late that we have to start thinking how are we going to deal with it, or comes in too early. For example, in Australia, one of the biggest challenges they have is Shabbos Hanukkah. Can anyone tell me why?
Summer.
It's the middle of the summer. If you do an early Shabbos, how are you supposed to light Hanukkah candles? So an early Shabbos usually works like this. You come to shul, you daven mincha before plag hamincha. And then you say Kabbalah Shabbos, and daven Ma'ariv after Kabbalah, Plag HaMincha. Now, when are you allowed to light candles, Hanukkah candles, the earliest? Plag HaMincha. So how are you supposed to pull that off in an early Shabbos? We have Hanukkah in the winter. It fits in very nicely. Shavuos this year comes out on a Motzei Shabbos. So we're going to wait till after Shabbos to accept Shavuos. I looked it up this morning. We're talking about 8:13 p.m. Not the end of the world, just to give you an illustration of what I mean. 1 year in Antwerp, I saw the calendar for the year. Seita Kochavim for Shavuos, which came out mid-June, 10:48. However, if indeed there is a need, namely, if you're an elderly person and you have to go to sleep by 7 o'clock, or if you have any other need, for that matter, you're living in one of those communities, can you do an early Ma'ariv this coming Motzei Shabbos, going from Shabbos into Shavuos? In other words, accept Shavuos before Shabbos is out.
We talk about that for Pesach. No. Same idea with the Seder.
No, not at all. So let's give a little bit of a background. In order to deal with this question, how do we deal with it?
Well, why just Motzei Shabbos?
So first of all,
England.
England.
Shabbos out this. Shabbos is out next week to Shabbos about 10:20.
You don't have to go to Antwerp.
10:21. Oh, well. So this Shabbos is like 10:15. Okay, gentlemen. In order to deal with this question, Shabbos is out at 10:15. Can you make an early Ma'ariv, start your Shavuos meal early? What do we have to do?
Go to sleep, Michael.
First of all, we have to deal with it particularly. Is there any problem to accept Shavuos particularly? Then we have to deal with it generally. Is there any problem to accept the Yontif when Shabbos is still happening? And those are the two things we're going to deal with. So let's start with the particular problem. Shavuos. Everybody knows around the world, Shavuos is very different. You can't do an early Shavuos. Why?
Because you have to wait.
Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot. Now, I want to tell you right now, the Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot, the particular issue about Shavuos, is a made-up idea in the Achronim. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in Chazal. It's not in the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, not only isn't it in the Gemara, but the Gemara actually takes the same word, Tmimot, and defines it differently. It's like you would say, you can't start Shabbos early because of the word shalom, which means peace. And if you start Shabbos early, there'll be a lot of screaming in the house and there won't be peace. Well, you look in the Gemara and I say, guess what? Shalom doesn't mean peace. Shalom means hello. This is exactly the case here. Tmimot doesn't mean that at the end of Sfira on the 49th day, you can't start Shavuos until that 49th day is over, this year until Shabbos is over. But rather, it means something totally different. Look at the first source on the page. Masechet Menachot, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Miyom Haviyachem. From the day you bring the Korban HaOmer. Everybody knows on the second day of Pesach, you brought the Korban HaOmer. From that day, we start counting Sfira. That meant, when do we start counting Sfira? Second night of Pesach. Yachol liktzor v'yispor v'yavi b'yom. Maybe you can bring it earlier. Tamud lomar, Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Yiyena. Here's our tmimot. How do you have 7 full weeks tmimot? What does the Gemara say? So if you would have asked me, oh, you have to wait till the 49th day is over in order to start Shavuos. No early Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? As we say in Hebrew, lo minei velo miktzatei, mizman shata matchili manot ba'erev, which means what?
When
is the optimal time to count every night? At night, namely when the night begins. In order to have 7 full weeks, 49 pure tmimot days, you have to count at night and not during the day. So in the Gemara, the word tmimot does not mean that on the 49th day you have to wait till Tzeta Kochavim in order to start Shavuos. Doesn't exist. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says it means something totally different. What does it mean? Every night. Count Sfira. When the day begins at night. That's when you should count Sfira. All right. Gemara doesn't say it. Let's go over to the Rishonim. The medieval sources on the Gemara. Tosfos brings a famous Bahag. Everyone knows this Bahag. As a matter of fact, many people lost their cheesecake over this Bahag. Many, many mothers have made a deal with their kids. If you don't finish your 49 days of Sfira with a bracha, which means that you count it every night, you don't get cheesecake on Shavuos. So this is the Bahag that made many, many Jews lose their cheesecake. Their cardiologist was happy, but they weren't. Oh, Pasak Baal Achot Gdolot, so says the Bahag, Baal Halachot Gdolot. She'im ifsik yom echad velo safar, shuv eino sofer mishum debay tmimot. Comes the Bahag and says, what does tmimot mean? Not only you should count at night, but rather, if you miss the day, you don't have a pure 49 days, you can't continue counting. Comes along the Tosfos and says, left side of the page, Tema Gedolahu V'lo Yitachein. How would we say that in modern English?
You're talking nonsense.
You're talking nonsense. And indeed, it's the way we paskin. If someone missed the day of Sfira, he continues counting. Out of reverence for the Bahag, we say without a bracha. But he continues counting. So what does Tmimot mean, according to the Bahag? Not that on the 49th day of Sfira you can't start Shavuos until you finish the 49th day, but rather what?
Say bracha every day.
No. Be precise. Precise. You have to count the whole way through to have 49 pure days. So the word Tmimot in the Gemara means count at the beginning of the day. The word Tmimot in Rishonim means, according to only to the Bahag, count every day and don't miss a day. Nowhere do we find that it says that Shavuos can't start early. Where do we finally find it? It's a huge chiddush in the Achronim. Comes along the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him verbatim, and says in Orach Chaim Siman Tov, Tzadik Dalet, dealing with Shavuos, in his introduction, Ma'achrin lahatchil arvit b'knisa Shavuot, kedei shiyu yamei asfirat mimot. We make sure to daven Ma'ariv late on the night of Shavuos so we can have what? 49 pure days, which means, according to the Taz, not what the Gemara said, not what the Rishonim says, on the 49th day, don't start Shavuos until the 49th day is over.
What's the source of the Taz?
We have no idea. I have no idea. I looked for years. I don't know.
Doesn't it come out of the language of the Gemara?
Which language of the Gemara?
The Menachot.
How?
Because if the Gemara is discussing the time of when you start counting. And they say lechatchila you should start at night so you get the whole of the day included. Otherwise you'd be missing part of the day. So doesn't it make sense that if I start at night, I'm makpid to start the counting at night, that I should also finish at night?
First of all, good point. If you started at night, you should finish the whole day. That might be the idea of the taz. However, we do have in halacha a concept called miktzat hayom kechulo, which works in most areas of halacha. For example, unfortunately, Bruska's got from Shiva, the seventh day of Shiva, he sat in the morning, then that's it. It was considered the whole day. At the end of Shloshim, we also say miktzat hayom kechulo. We say the same thing with regard to a zava. So ultimately, it doesn't hurt the day if you go ahead and you go ahead and accept Shavuos. And I'll say further, if you go ahead and accept Shabbos early, let's say this Friday night, you're still counting Sfira, no one's going to say you're impinging on the 48th day of Sfira. They're two different things. There's I accept Shabbos, and Friday continues. And we made this point around this table in the past, that it's still Friday, but you can accept Shabbos early. So to make a long story short, comes along the Taz and brings this Chiddush, and the whole world knows the Taz, doesn't know the Taz, but knows this Chiddush. No, Shavuos is different. Now I want to tell you, because of this Taz, damage has been done to the Jewish people. And I'll tell you why. For some reason, because of this Taz about Shavuos, many, many, many people think there's no Yomim Tovim, you can start early. And each one has its own excuse. So open parentheses here. Why can't you start Rosh Hashanah early? There's a Maharil that says that you shouldn't be running to your trial. If you have a trial, let's say you went through a red light, and you have a trial, what, you're going to get there early? You get there on time. I mean, the judge is going to scream and yell at you. You're going to get some sort of a punishment, or some sort of a knas, some sort of a payment you're going to have to pay. What, you're going to get there early? You're going to get there on time. So don't run to your trial. That's Yom Tov number one. Next Yom Tov in the calendar.
Yom Kippur.
No problem to start Yom Kippur early. Go right ahead. However, if you start Yom Kippur early, you must be a moron. Because then instead of having a 25-hour fast, you have a 26-hour fast. Done. Sukkos. It's a Gzeira Shava from Pesach. So you can't start the Pesach Seder early. That's a famous limud of Tosfot at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, saying that it says, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, you have to eat matzah at night. So he says, just like the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night, so to the matzah and the maror and all the mitzvot of the night, and that's the way we paskin in general in the Shulchan Aruch based on a Truma Tadeshin. So Pesach Seder, you can't start early. There's a Gzeira Shava, tetvav to the first night of Sukkot. So some people say that you can't start early. We go on to Shmini Atzeret, we'll learn that in a moment. Why can't you start Shmini Atzeret early?
Taken away from the sukkah.
Because then you're going to eat in the sukkah, you're not going to eat in the sukkah. Okay, we'll get to that later in the shir. Okay, we finished that. We get to Pesach, we already said. There's only one left. Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So my ears, every year here, so I can make an early minyan on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's Yantif. You see, every one of the Yantifs have the excuse except for one, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So that's the one they say, you can't do it. Why? Because it's Yantif. They understand how this Taz has made damage? Now, you should know that the Taz is not the only lone voice here. The Korban Netanel on the Rosh says as follows. He talks about Pesach, that you're not allowed to start the Seder ad shetechshach, and he brings the Rosh's words, and he says, Mikan Raya, delo kamagen Avraham besiman tav tzadik dalet. Here is the proof that the Magen Avraham is wrong. The Belel Shavuot, ein mekachin alayayin atzetek vachavim dechtimit vel tmimot tihiyena. Says the Rosh, based on the Tosfos, why did the Tosfos make a big deal at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that on the Seder night you can't start the Seder early? It's not a trick question. If the Tosfos made a big deal about the Seder, that must mean that every other Shabbos in Yantiv,
you can.
Quoting the Rosh, the Atalash Mu'inan, this is what the Tosfos came to teach us. The Afagav de Beshabbatot u Beshayamim Tovim. Even though on every other, including Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc., every other Shabbos and Yontif, you can start the day early, you can make Kiddush when it's still light outside, Seder night is different. From here deduces the Korban Netanel, the Magen Avraham, you're wrong. Because if you were right, how come the Tosfot didn't continue? Oh, and Shavuos also. The Rosh explicitly says, Atalash Mu'inan, Afal Gav, and I repeat, Debishabatot Uveshar Yamim Tovim. What Shar Yamim Tovim? The other holidays. No, let's go. Pretend you're a convert to Judaism and we're testing you on your knowledge. Let's go. What's Shar Yamim Tovim?
Shavuot.
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkish, Shmini Atzeret, Seventh Day of Pesach, and Shavuot. So it seems very, very clear that from the word Tmimot, when people quote it and requote it, nice, cute, if you can do it, but it's very, very weak. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings it, it's very weak. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Rishonim. But more than that, both in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, they use the same word and they define it totally differently. And as we see here from the Korban Netanel, ultimately, if Tosfot wanted to say, hey, you can't start Shavuos early, he could have said it. He didn't. And the Rosh deduces that means every other Yontif you could. So from the word Tmimot, namely, particularly Shavuos, from the laws of Shavuos, the laws that govern the holiday of Shavuos, there's no problem to start Shavuos early. In my humble opinion, it's a huge, huge chiddush of the Taz. If you want to keep it great, but the whole community doesn't have to suffer, and more importantly, people that go to sleep early, like elderly people, don't have to suffer because there's this huge chiddush of the Taz. So in terms of the laws of Shavuos, we're covered. Yes?
Should the count still be up to Sunday?
The count is the night before. Once you eat your cheesecake, you don't count. The best way to remember. Okay.
He quotes him again, Abraham, also.
Who?
The Korban Netanel.
Yeah, he says, the Mikan Raya de Lokim again, Abraham.
So the Mikan Abraham follows the Taz, I assume.
Right. Absolutely.
The one hog, you would think people would have the least problem starting late because you stay up all night to do shit.
So I was going to say that at the end of the shir, yeah, this whole shir is absolutely useless because people are going to stay up all night. Right. They don't mind davening Ma'ariv late. But some people don't stay up all night. Some people can't stay up all night. Some people want to eat earlier. Some people will say that eating a meal at 9 o'clock at night is too heavy on their stomachs. Enough for the Seder night, we have to suffer. We have to suffer two yantivs. So one Seder night, we have a Seder. Okay, that's good enough.
We're having speakers in my house starting at 10:30.
10:30.
And one of the complaints is it's too early because they can't start.
There you go.
That's true.
So if you want to learn more Torah,
it's too early.
It's very interesting. Mitch brought in the practical, you're going to stay up late anyway, so what do you care? And then Bruce brought in, no, for Talmud Torah, for the erech of learning more Torah, we should have an early minyan and finish early and start learning early. I 1 year was in Shavuos in Perth, Australia, and there, as you know, they're standing on their heads, so Shavuos started at 5 o'clock. And there was a whole communal dinner with speakers, and I'm one of the speakers, and all the razzle-dazzle finished 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we start learning all night. What time does the night end? 6 o'clock. I asked how long you want to speak. As long as you want. We got all night. Enjoy yourself. You're giving three classes back to back. Enjoy yourself. Take as much time as you want. But Bruce is saying, hey, we don't have that benefit here. Maybe we should do an early minyan. So in terms of the laws governing Shavuos, there's no problem. So what's left?
What's the Shabbos?
Anytime in halacha you talk about anything, you have to look first particularly, namely at that particular law. And we saw Shavuos is no problem. Now we go general. Can you make an early yontif in general?
So just a minute, you just finished part A of this year, and your conclusion is, since this is only the Taz,
Magen Avram, and Mishnah Berurah, it's a huge chumrah. And it's not the halacha as we know it.
Many
follow it. Very common.
Don't the majority?
But again, I will say, and I repeat, anytime there is even a little need, you could be Mecca with your eyes closed. So in terms of laws, Shavuos, we're finished. Now let's go to the second issue.
You say Mishnah Berurah?
They don't have an early minyan.
Mishnah Berurah, yeah, brings it.
Yeah, and when you say that, do you mean Shulchan Aruch doesn't?
No, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it.
That's far.
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it either.
It's not a single early minyan for Yom.
The Mishnah Berurah brings it, and the Shulchan Aruch does not. I'm sorry.
You made an early mark for that.
Okay, in your house?
No,
sure. No, sure.
Oh, really?
When?
By the way, just to be very, very clear, an early minyan on the night of the Seder is fine. You can't start the Seder till Tzeitah Kochavim. You can't make Kiddush till Tzeitah Kochavim. Some, by the way, on this Chumrah say the same thing. You can make an early minyan, but you can't make Kiddush until the 49th day is over.
We saved about 40 minutes by having the early minyan.
There you go. So let's go to the second issue. Can you start an early yontif? In general, can you make an early Shabbos? Can you make an early yontif? So you're all going to say to me, of course you can. You can start Shabbos early. That's fine. Can you make Kiddush early? Say, Yom HaShishi, today is Shabbos.
Do it.
But it's Friday outside. It's light. Can you or can't you? So there's a famous toss. famous Taz in two places. The first Taz is as follows. He had famous Taz for dealing with the Taz. Katav Rashal, the Maharshal says, B'tshuva shira'a haga b'shem Moreno Rav Tebel. Shelo haya ochel b'knisat yom shmini atzeret ad alayla. De'im kain hayatza rich lebarech leishef basuka kevanda adayin yomu. What does the Rashal say in the name of this wonderful rabbi? You can't start Shmini Atzeret early. You can't do your Hakafos early and come home and make Kiddush. Why? Because maybe you have to sit in the Sukkah. Maybe it's still Hoshana Rabbah. And continues the Rashal, the Satri Hadade. And indeed, if you do that, it looks like it's a contradiction. De'im Amar Leshev Basukkah. If you're going to say, Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvot HaVitzivanu, you have commanded us to sit in the Sukkah. Cholhu. It's Hoshana Rabbah. The Kiddush Lama Huban. So why are you making Kiddush as if it's a holy day? Ve'im Yom Tovhu. And if it's Shmini Atzeret, Leiv Hashav Basukkah Lama Huban. How could you say it's Shmini Atzeret and sit in the Sukkah? Lachen Yisur Gadol Hu. L'misha Mekadesh Kodam Alayla. Comes along the Maharshal and says you can't make Kiddush before night. So you can accept Shabbos early, but you got to delay your meal till it's night. Do we follow this?
No.
No. Look on the left side. The Taz goes ahead and says, El Divrei HaRav HaRashal. The Taz, by the way, you should know, every time you learn a Taz, he always uses the term with due respect. First he brings the person that disagrees with him. Usually it's his father-in-law, the Bach. And that's what he does here with the Rashal. El Divrei HaRashal. And then he attacks. And even though you can't bring back the lion after he dies, that's in a rabbinic aphorism, which means I can't have him defend himself. But even though I can't have him defend itself, and it's not fair to talk about someone that's dead and what he said, still I'm going to do it. And he does it. And he continues and says, beautiful words. I'm a fox. He's a lion. I'm a nothing. Even though I'm a nothing, I'm a little fox compared to this great lion, the Marshal. I'm going to give my point of view. And what's my point of view? The words of the Maharshal are very strange. In rabbinic literature, it's not just strange, it means it doesn't make sense. And he continues, and my little mind can't stand what he said. Quote, why did the Maharshal enact a fast day on Erev Shmini Atzeret? What does he mean? If you can't make Kiddush early, you have to wait till the night. It's going to be a long wait. It's going to be like a fast day. There's a mitzvah to mosif michol al hakodesh, to add, to diminish a little from Friday and add on Shabbos to it. The al kain, and therefore chayav li tanot ad alayla v'zev adai min hanimna. If there's a mitzvah to losif michol al hakodesh, then it's even better to accept Shmini Atzeret early because you're adding on more kedusha to the day. Ruben metzvah Rashi banar Rav alav eno kiyum klal. The vaday mishi yosif michol al hakodesh u'osei apitzivui toratenu. For chalav v'halach mimenu chovat hayom mash haya alav kodem zeh. V'have kamo layla u'machar mamash. B'sha'a shekibel kedushat yom tov shel Shmini Atzeret. Shebo soter mitzvat sukkah. V'yesh lo yechod lasot kein pshita. Shetekev nichnas legedei whatever. We won't go into that. That's talking about the second day in Chutz Laaret. The Shmini Atzeret in Chutz Laaret. What does the Taz say? The Taz says as follows. Listen. When you accept Shabbos early or Yom Tov early, it's lock, stock, and barrel. Namely, you can't do malacha, and you can say Kiddush and eat. The whole day changes. You have turned, let's say Hoshana Rabbah is Wednesday, and Shmini Atzeret is Thursday. You have turned Wednesday into Thursday. Totally. What does the Maharshal say? You can't turn Wednesday into Thursday. The only thing you can do is accept upon yourself the Yisuri Malacha. Don't put on the lights. But you can't make Kiddush yet. You can't eat yet. You have to wait till the night. This is a huge machlokas Rishonim that I didn't bring here. When you say Chol Al HaKodesh, Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh, does that mean lock, stock, and barrel? Or it just means Yisuri Malacha? Famous, famous machlokas. The Maharshal comes down on the line of the Rishonim that say it's just Yisuri Malacha. So Friday, you can accept upon yourself Shabbos early by not putting on the lights, by not touching, picking up muktzeh, by not lighting the candles. but you can't make Kiddush, you can't eat the meal early. For many of us, that defeats the whole purpose, right? Comes along the Taz and says, no, I'm like the Rishon that's saving your Mosif Michol HaKodesh. It's everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. Now, if you think about it, if you go to the source of Mosifim Michol HaKodesh, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet talks about the fact that you have to Mosif Michol HaKodesh, and it learns it out from which holiday? Give you a hint. It's the holiday that you don't feel it's a holiday. It's a Yontif on the calendar, but we don't feel a Yontif. Why don't you feel Shmini Atzeret a Yontif? Why don't you feel Shvi Shpesach as a Yontif? Shavuos you don't feel as a Yontif?
Too short.
Gentlemen, I don't know. Yom Atzmaut. No, the Gemara didn't bring Yom Atzmaut. Yom Kippur! You fast, a Yontif. I'm hungry. Yom Kippur is a Yontif on the calendar. It's Mevatel Avelus. It's a Yontif. But what are you going to do? You're fasting. So the Gemara says, it says with regard to Yom Kippur, B'tishal HaChodesh B'Erev Mi'Erev Erev Tishbetu Shabbatchem. That's the Pasuk in the Torah. So the Gemara asks, how come it says the 9th? Yom Kippur is on the 10th. It says, no, you have to Mosif Michol HaKodesh. So from that Gemara, there's a big Machlokas Rishonim. And the Gemara continues that it's true in every Shabbos and Yontif. Does that mean only Isurei Malacha, namely start to fast early, don't put on the lights early? Or does it mean everything? Start Kol Nidre early, Daven Ma'ariv early, everything early. In other words, does it mean that you have turned a Wednesday into a Thursday, saying Yom Kippur's on a Thursday? Or does it mean, no, only Isurei Malacha. The Rashal says only Isurei Malacha, and therefore you can't have your meal early. You can't make Kiddush early. So our Shavuos can't have early. You can daven Ma'ariv early, perhaps, but you cannot do anything that has to do with Shavuos early. Comes along the Taz and says, no, lock, stock, and barrel. The minute you accept Yontif, the mitzvah of Sukkah is over, the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeret comes in, eat your meal inside, make Kiddush inside, enjoy yourself.
But he doesn't hold that for Shavuos.
Who?
The Taz.
Because of this Tmimot idea. Right. But in general, this is what he holds. But we'll get to Motzei Shabbos in a moment.
What's the overall reason why I can look outside and see that it's light and then just pretend it's night?
Because we do have a mitzvah, Mida Oraisa, probably, of Hosafat Michol HaKodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu said in his Holy Torah, again, the way the Gemara learns in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet, you have to add on from Shabbos on to Friday. You have to diminish a little from Friday. It's called Tosefes Shabbos. Mosefim Michol HaKodesh. Same thing at the end.
All the time.
That's
a standard.
All the time. Just to show you this is consistent, the same Taz, Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph says, V'rasha nahag shelo achal b'leil Shabbat ad alayla. This same Maharshal with his point of view that you can only do Isurei Melacha, take upon yourself early, but not the meal. What do you think he said about a regular Friday night? Let's say this Friday night. You can't eat until the night comes along. The Taz says, "Velini ra kevanta tosefet michol haKodesh huda oraita." Exactly Bruce's question. Adding on from Shabbos onto Friday, diminishing Friday, and adding on to it the kedusha of Shabbos is the oraisa. Al kain yasah shafir afil gamar kodem alayla. You daven ma'ariv. If you come home, you make kiddush. You eat chachal. You gefilte fish. You can bench, and it's still broad daylight.
I thought that might have been when you're not sure whether it's night. You know, so a little bit is manimi. It's kind of a chashuv rather. When you're not clear, but not when it's, you know, very clearly.
Water. No. Why? Say again?
I thought that would be when you're not exactly sure when night begins, so start a little earlier when it's...
No, that's been a shmushel, shkia. No, we're talking about an hour and a half before when everybody knows it's not yet nighttime, thank you.
I thought if you make an early shot, if you're supposed to have a kazayas of food after first dark too.
So Harold brings a very interesting chumra that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, saying we have this machloket between the Maharshal and the Taz going back to the Rishonim. That just to be choshesh for the day that says you can't make Kiddush early, or to be more precise, you can't eat the Shabbos meal early, when it gets dark, have a kazayit of bread. Very nice chumrah. I would say two things. Number one, keep it to yourself. The damage has been done. And I'll tell you the damage that was done. I know a yeshiva bocher that was very makbit, so at the end of the meal, after he ate a meal with gefilte fish and soup and the chicken and everything and a dessert, he asked the woman of the house, can I please have a piece of challah? So the woman in the house got offended. She said, what, I didn't give you enough to eat? So keep it to yourself, first of all. And number two, let's be honest. If the Jewish people can make Kiddush and eat before nightfall, and that's the common custom almost everywhere, we passed against the Rishal. So if you do it, it's a nice chumrah, but you should keep it to yourself. You have to define it as a chumrah. So we started the shiur by saying, is there any problem to start an early Shavuos? It seems from the Gemara, the Rishonim, absolutely no problem. The Taz came up with this chiddush of Tmimot, this his chiddush, it's probably not an issue. The second issue is, can you start Yontav early? The Jewish people are paskins like the Taz. Yes, you can. You can start Yontav early. Now we come to the third issue, which only is relevant this year. And what's that? What happens to Motzei Shabbos? So if it's a regular Shavuos that starts Tuesday night, then we have no problem from the halachas of Shavuos, and we have no problem with the halachas of Yontif. But this year, we have a third challenge, turning the page. And what's our third challenge?
Can you be mosif me Yontif?
Right. Can you diminish away from the Kedusha of Shabbos for Yontif? Now, before looking at the sources, what would you say? So let's take Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach came this year on Friday. Can you do an early Shabbos? Again, if you paskin like the Taz, yes. Why? Because you're not diminishing, you're adding. Until now you could cook, and now you're adding on, I can't cook. Until now you can boil water, from now on I can't. Now we're doing the opposite, no? Shabbos Kedusha is higher because there's more Yisurei Melacha, and you're going down, so to speak, to the Kedusha of Yontif. We're going to make Avdallah this Motzei Shabbos, Hamavdil bin Kodesh leKodesh, because not only are there two different sanctities that we have to one day define, but more importantly, they have different laws, and the Kedusha of Yontif is less. As a matter of fact, the punishment of violating Shabbos is more severe than the punishment of violating Yontif. So if you would have asked me, I'd say, no, no way. Okay, that's if you ask me. Then I open up a Gemara. Mesechet Brachos Daf Kav Zayin Amud Bet. Famous Gemara, Rav Tzali Shel Shabbat Be'erev Shabbos. Rav used to do an early Shabbos. He used to say Ma'ariv of Shabbos when it was still daylight outside. Rav Yeshaya would do what?
Parsei Shabbos.
Matzli Shemotzei Shabbos is Shabbos.
That's good.
Still Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, he would already daven v'hu rachum v'chaper avon v'lo yashchit, make a mairiv, davened. Wow. Interesting. So, you know, there was rabbis around the world. Maybe some rabbis are a little nuts. Some rabbis are a little kooked. Well, the Gemara actually quotes it and brings you the whole thing and ultimately says, mitpalel adam shel Shabbat be'erev Shabbat v'omer kedusha lakos v'alacha kvetei. You can make an early Shabbos and say Kiddush, and that's the halacha. Gemara continues. Rav Yoshala Matzleh Shel Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshaya would come this Motzei Shabbos and daven the Motzei Shabbos Shavuos davening when it's still Shabbos, namely when it's still broad daylight outside. It's Saturday afternoon. The Gemara continues. Omer Havdalah Lakos, I know Omer Havdalah Lakos. Do you make Havdalah or not? Now you can't light a match because it's still Shabbos. Okay, we got that part. But can you make Havdalah? Gemara says Tashma, come here. The Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Amar Shmuel says Rav Yehuda says Shmuel. Mitpalel Adam Shel Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. You can daven Ma'ariv early on Motzei Shabbos. V'omer Avdala Alakos, and even say Avdala. So according to this Gemara, this Motzei Shabbos, this is what we can do. We're going to follow Rav Yoshaya. We're going to daven an early Ma'ariv. We're going to come home. We're going to make Kiddush and Havdalah, Hamavdil ben Kodesh for Kodesh. We'll drink the cup of wine. What can't we do? Light. We can't light a candle yet. No, still not dark out. Still Shabbos. But you can start the next day early. Now, is this the halacha? Three-way machlokas in Rishonim. Comes along the Rambam. And the Rambam's consistent. He basically quotes the Gemara verbatim. The Rambam says, Yel shalom dam lekadesh lakos erev Shabbat mi ba'od yom, af al pi shalom nichnasa Shabbat. A person should start Shabbos, can start Shabbos early on a Friday, even though Shabbos didn't come in. Vechem avdil lakos mi ba'od yom, af al pi shadayin hu Shabbat. Same breath, he says, what can you do on Motzei Shabbos? Make avdala when it's still daylight. By the way, the Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefes Shabbos. He only says the Tosefes Yom Kippur. That's why when the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosefes Shabbos, he says, Yesh Misha Omer, some say. Who are some? Everyone but the Rambam. But the Rambam, indeed, was so important to the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, because as you know, he paskens like the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Riv. So he had to say, out of reverence of the Rambam. But even though the Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefet Shabbos, he says you can make Kiddush early and you make Avdalah early. Why? Shemitzvat Chira laOmra. He understands that Havdalah and Kiddush are both a kiyum of the words Zachorat Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho. That mitzvah Zachorat Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho that we're going to read on Shavuos, ben b'shaat knisato v'yetziato. You could say it exactly when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. Ben kodem l'sha'azo me'at. Or a little before. If you have to remember Shabbos, you can do it. You can't remember Shabbos on Thursday, but can you? You can remember Shabbos on Friday when it's getting close to Shabbos. And you have to remember Shabbos when it ends. So you can remember Shabbos when it really ends, when it's dark, or a little before. Exactly our Gemara. So our Gemara, Rav Yoshaya, and the Rambam say, you can start your Shavuos early. Comes along the Tosfos and says, wait. This whole Gemara comes to Tosfos and says it's in one condition. Yesh lomar, dahacha mayri sheyesh lo tzorech mitzvah la'asot b'motzei Shabbos. This whole Gemara is only if you need to. Rav Yoshaya must have had a need. Kigon, here's a few examples. Lalechet lamul tinok. Ve'lo ye yolayin lahavdalayim lo yakdim. Devadai de tzarich lo'osif michol la'kodesh d'orayt ava b'chinam lo. Says the Tosfos, you can't just finish Shabbos early, except if you have an actual need. For example, whatever the need might be, you have to go the next day, you have to get ready for a flight, so you have to get ready exactly when Shabbos goes out to get into the taxi, or any other need. But you can't just follow Rav Yeshaya blind. So just for convenience, you can't. So the Rambam says you can. Pshat Gemara, the Tosfos adds in a monkey wrench that's not written in the Gemara, says only if there's a need. Comes along Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon is a Gaon. Namely, he was in the generation prior to the medieval sources, the Rishonim. And he's basically quoted in the Ritz Geyut. The Ritz Geyut was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. So he quotes as follows. If shalagdim avdalah liyitziyat b'shabbat b'shum mikre. You can't make avdalah early. Oh, that's nice. What do you think his students asked him right away?
What about the Gemara?
He knew the Gemara, obviously. So the Gemara medaberet al agdamart arvit shemotzei shabbat. Lamot sheberur la shavdalah tzarich lasot dafka memotzei shabbat. Our version of the Gemara says, and I quote again, mitpalel adam shemotzei shabbat b'shabbat romer avdalah alakos. But Rav Hai Gaon may have a different version. Says you can daven ma'ariv early, but avdalah, you got to wait, which means with the meal, you got to wait.
That's not what the Gemara says.
I know. Maybe he had a different version. I don't know.
And so, the Rambam comes along 300 years later.
And says, Pshat Gemara. Here's my Gemara. That's it. Okay? So right now we have as follows. We have no problem with regard to the laws of Shavuos. Done. We have no problem with the laws of Yontif. Done. Is there a problem to start a Motzei Shabbos Yontif before Shabbos is out? According to the Pshat Gemara, you can daven Ma'ariv early and start your meal early and say Avdalah early. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. The Tosfos says only if there's a need. Bruce brought up a beautiful need, more learned Torah learning. I'll give you an opposite need. A guy has to go to sleep early. The kids have to go to sleep early. Needs.
No, this was
and Rav Hai Gaon says, absolutely not, you can't. And I don't know what the Gemara is talking about.
But they didn't want to learn more. They wanted to learn after eating enough cheesecake, which I said I'm providing anyway. But they were afraid they wouldn't finish their dinner in time. So to arrive at 10:30, then
it was a little bit rough.
Interesting. So, at the end of the day, what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin on this issue? So, as we said earlier, there's no problem with regard to the laws of Shavuos. Tmimot was made up by the Taz. I don't think you have to makpid on it if there's no need. Nice chumrah, we all do it, but quite frankly, made up by the Taz, Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham. Not written in the Gemara Rishonim. We have no problem to accept Shabbos early. We do it all the time, and even eat the meal and make Kiddush. We Paskin like the Taz on that issue. So what's left? Can we daven Ma'ariv early when it's a Motzei Shabbos? On this issue, we have a three-way machlokas in Rishon, even the Gemara is clear. Either you can if there's a need, or you can't. Ma'ariv, you can, everyone agrees. The whole issue is Avdalah and the meal. And from our perspective, it's not the Ma'ariv, it's Avdalah and the meal, and I'll tell you why. Is there a real problem to start the meal and then daven Ma'ariv later? We do it every night. Right. Don't we do it every night? You have to have a reminder, someone to tell you that you have to daven Ma'ariv. If not, you can't start the meal. But ultimately, that's not an issue. So the issue is, can you start the meal? The Rav Hai Gaon says no. Tosfos says if there's a need. And the Rambam says no problem. Okay, with a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Now I want to bring a Shulchan Aruch that I think is so amazing. Until now we've been talking very academically. Very academically. What does the halacha say? Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, living in the real world, and says like this. Siman Reish Tzadikimel. Mishahu Anus. Whoever is in dire straits. Kegon. Like. Shetzarich la'achshicha la'tchum dvar mitzvah. This person has to catch a plane. So what does he do? He has to catch a plane that leaves very close to after Shabbos. So what does he do? He walks to the end of the Tchum Shabbos. And he waits there. Then exactly when Shabbos goes out, he says, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'cho. The tax is waiting. That's a Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say he has a mitzvah to do. He has to do a bris milah the next day somewhere. He has to catch a plane. Of course, you can't light the candle. Why? Why did he paskin like the Tosfos? I mean, after all, first of all, the Pshat Gemara seems to say there's no problem. Number two is, we all know that our Shulchan Aruch loves the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and here he actually paskins like the Tosfos. Mishnah Berurah, I think, has a beautiful, practical explanation. Listen to this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, listen to our Chafetz Chaim. Listen to Rav Yisrael Meir Kagan HaKohen from Radin. Listen to the words. HaAchronim said like this. Katfu HaAchronim. Even though I know the Gemara is Pashut, you can start your Yantiv early, you can start Motzei Shabbos early. I know all of that. But what did the HaAchronim say? The Ein La'asot Kein. Why? Three words. The davar tamua hu larabim. Imagine a regular Motzei Shabbos, not a Motzei Shabbos going into Yantiv. A person starts davening Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos when it's still Shabbos. He says, "Atachon antanu, hamavdil ben kodesh lachol ben or lachol shech ben yisrael amin." He comes home, he makes avdala on a cup of wine. Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol ben or lachol shech ben yisrael amin. Doesn't it look strange that on the one hand he's davening Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos, he's saying Avdolah of Motzei Shabbos, and on the other hand, what is he doing? Not putting on the light yet because it's still Shabbos. The whole thing is, says, excuse me for the saying, is crooked. The whole thing doesn't make sense. People will come along and look at this guy and say, best case scenario, he's nuts. Worst case scenario, I continue, Gam Shema Yavola Kelbe Melacha. Well, if he already made Avdallah, he already davened Ma'ariv, what's natural? Let's go check the cell phone. Let's see the emails that we missed over Shabbos because the world couldn't function 25 hours without me, right? Isn't that what we all do? If you're a smoker, what do? Cigarette! What's the Motzei Shabbos procedure? Ma'ariv, Avdallah, smokers go to the cigarette, the non-smokers go to the cell phone to check the emails. The kids go to the TV, whatever you do. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah being so practical and says, if you're going to daven the Ma'ariv Havdalah, he says that if you follow this procedure of davening Ma'ariv and saying Havdalah, then what's going to come next? You're going to have Mechal Shabbos. And therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubifrat b'yameinu, especially in our days, denoagim la'asot tamid kerabbanan shemitpadalim mincha ad ha'erev. In a normal Motzei Shabbos, we wait till it's dark, and then we all go out in Efrat to the parking lots next to our houses. I'm sure you have that on this block too, right? I don't know many people that go to shul at Motzei Shabbos at Daven Ma'ariv in our city. I think that most people, every parking lot became a quasi-shul on Motzei Shabbos. Five steps, 10 steps, everyone has their minyan. So here comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, every Motzei Shabbos you daven at night. You wait till it's dark. If you wait till it's dark, that's a whole different story that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you can't on one day paskin like the Rabbanan that you can daven Ma'ariv only at night and the next day go back to Rabbi Yehuda and say no, you can daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha. But comes along the Mishnah Berurah so practical and says if you're going to do this, you're going to pull this off, the natural procedure will be, oh, it's already Shavuos. We said Kiddush Vatiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava Ma'adim l'simcha, etc. at Chag Yom Chag HaShavuot Hazeh. The minute you say that, what are the people going to do? Barbecue. Put on the fire. Transfer fire, of course, but do it. Meanwhile, the Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, it's very, very amazing. Until now, we said, in terms of Tmimot, the halachos that govern Shavuot is no problem. In terms of accepting Shabbos earlier, Yantiv early, also not really a problem. What's the problem? Motzei Shabbos. And what is the problem? It's not halachic. We saw the Gemara. Rav Yeshaya davened, said Avdallah. We saw the Rambam. We saw the Tosfos. So based on the Rambam and the Tosfos against Rav Haigon, if there's a need, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, whatever the need might be. The frum need of Bruce, we want to learn more Torah. The non-frum need, I want to go to sleep early. Whatever it might be, there's a need. Go ahead and do it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, you're absolutely right halachically. However, a good posek doesn't just look at something halachically. What does he do? He looks at it practically, and I am so scared that what are people going to say? First of all, you're nuts. It's still broad daylight. What are you making Kiddush for Shavuos for? Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. Two, worse, you're going to Mechal Shabbos because the natural procedure is Mayriv, Havdalah, and things you can't do on Shabbos.
But he's talking about a regular Motzei Shabbos.
Correct.
He's not talking about our special situation.
Correct. In our special situation, perhaps the problem is diminished because it is Yontif, so 36 out of the 39 Malachos you still won't be doing. But isn't there at least an acute danger that a person might already transfer a fire and make a barbecue?
Right, like,
isn't there acute danger that you might do things that you can't do on Shabbos? So, to make a long story short, today we basically devoted the entire shir to one question. On this Motzei Shabbos, can we start Shavuos early? As Mitch pointed out, if you stay up all night, the whole shir is useless because we'll make it late. Who cares? But in many places, making it late is very difficult. If you say in England, 10:20, Shabbos ends, that means they can't daven Maariv till 10:15. That means not only is there going to be a very late dinner, you're not going to have so much Torah learning that night. So, in terms of the laws of governing Shavuos, Tmimot is a made-up issue of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Achronim. It doesn't appear in the Gemara and the Rishonim or the Shulchan Aruch. Two, in terms of the laws of accepting Shabbos early, we do it all the time. The one thing left is, can you daven on a Motzei Shabbos? Excuse me. Can you daven on Shabbos, the Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos? From the Gemara and the Rishonim, it seems it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, practically, bad idea. Why? Worst case scenario, you'll mechallel Shabbos. Best case scenario, they'll think you're nuts. Yes, Bruce.
So this shul may not have an early Maariv Motzei Shabbat like we normally do.
Yeah, that's, I don't see one here.
Well, what they do it, John, how early can you put your food on the plata that you're going to be using for your...
Very, very good question. We're going back to the shir of last week. Hachana mikodesh l'chol. It also goes to Hachana mikodesh l'kodesh. You can't prepare from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. In general, preparation means anything, from setting the table to putting the food on the plata. Absolutely. And therefore, in general, the answer is you have to wait till Shabbos is out. I think it's 8:13. At 8:13 in a second, you can then put your stuff on the plata.
Even before I'm home?
Before you're home.
Why do you say Baruch Hamam and Mekodesh?
Your wife's not your slave. She doesn't have to wait for the... Excuse me, Bruce. Bruce, your wife's not your slave. She's not. You're not the master. You have to wait till the master comes home. It's okay. You can be in shul. She can do that.
Did she say Baruch Hamam and Mekodesh?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to be on... I want to answer the question because this is very practical this year. Generally, the Psak Halacha is, if there's no problem, at 8:13, whatever Shabbos comes out, what time Shabbos come out? I don't want to start quoting things out of the... I was right!
Huh.
Wow.
It's a little way over here.
No, it says 8:14. See, I was off by a minute. Okay, that minute. At 8:14 in a second, in Efrat, this Motzei Shabbos, you say, I'm on the other side. See, we have 1 minute over. Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. And you can put the food on the plata, you can then transfer fire if you light your yontif candles. I won't get into that question now. That's a question that I don't get into. I don't butt into women's mitzvahs. And ultimately, set the table and do what you have to do. That's the normative way of working.
So people could.
If there's a need, what's a need?
Your wife tells you.
Your wife tells you, not good enough.
No,
I can give you a little trick, but it doesn't work.
Correct.
Here's the trick. I can give you a little trick. Shalosh Shudas, you have to eat on Shabbos, right? So have a half Shalosh Shudas at 7 o'clock. Warm up the food. You can warm up a lot of food.
Right. That was awesome.
And then what do? Just leave it on the plata.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice. There's only one problem with that idea.
You're preparing
the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, I forget if it's a Mishnah Berurah or a Shulchan Aruch, I'm pretty sure it's a Shulchan Aruch, says that when a Yontif comes out on Motzei Shabbos, you should eat Shalosh Shudas earlier in the day in order to leave a little appetite for Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, it's much better to eat Shalosh Shudas earlier in the day, because if not, your Yontif meal at night is going to be lousy because you'll be full. So I'm not so sure that idea will work. But if you didn't eat shalosh shes, you want to do it, maybe that's one idea to override this problem. Another idea is, many, many people say, listen, ultimately I can't set the table, but can I clean the table off? We learned last week, yes, why? It's not nikar. In other words, you're cleaning the table off because you want a clean house. So I want a clean house, I want all the chairs ready, and that's ultimately what I want. Third idea I would give you is, what?
It's 8:13.
It is 8:13. So there we go. I was reading the Another idea that I can give is as follows, and that is that ultimately, because you can actually warm up food on Motzei Shabbos for Shavuos, meaning on Shavuos, not necessarily with a plata, you can use your fire. By transferring fire, the warming up of food could be a bit faster than on Shabbos, where it takes about an hour to warm up on a plata. So you should definitely utilize that if you need it for food on Motzei Shabbos. Another idea I can give you is eat a cold dinner, but I don't know if you want to do that. Make a long story short, it is a long night, so I'm not so sure it's such dire straits. But in general, you can't prepare from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. The only thing you can do is things that benefit you on Shabbos, which can mean clean the table off, put the chairs in the right places, etc. Now, I will add one more heter for this year, and that is as follows. We usually don't wash dishes on Shabbos for the week. But if the dishes are piled up on your pot, on your shayish in your kitchen, some people will say fine, and other people will say it bothers me, I don't like it. So if it does bother you, even a little bit, you can probably wash them and put them away, which will help you on Motzei Shabbos, because you're not doing it for the benefit of Motzei Shabbos, you're doing it for the benefit of Shabbos. Not for Chag, for Shabbos. I don't like looking at these dishes piled up. So,
really? By the way, is it 10:30 is a reasonable time to start?
I'm not getting into the reasonable time.
So you're allowed to wash all of your dishes?
Doesn't take my kids that I have to eat, apparently.
According to that logic.
Cups, you can wash all day. We paskin cups, you drink all day, so you can wash cups.
Yeah.
If the dishes authentically bother you, I say.
Of course they
authentically
do.
Bother you, they're piled up, I can't stand looking at this mess, you can wash them on Shabbos. Obviously, keeping the laws of Shabbos. Cold water, a proper sponge, etc. But, absolutely.
That's a big
heter. We learned it last week. You can listen to the shir last week and see the sources. Okay. Everyone should, Be'ezrat Hashem, have a good Shabbos, first of all. Let's not forget we have a Shabbos to celebrate this week. And a very, very big Chag Sameach. We should all be mekabel the Torah b'simcha uvirada. We should mekabel the Torah with joy and with fear. Because ultimately the Torah is a beautiful gift. On the other hand, it's a big onus. And therefore, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should mekabel the Torah this Shavuos with simcha uberada. I'd love to be happy, clappy, and say, no, it's wonderful to be Jewish. I love fasting on Yom Kippur. I love waiting 6 hours between meat and milk. And above all, I love suffering along davening. But we all know that's not the case. So therefore, I say again, we should be mekabel the Torah b'simcha uvirada. The Torah was given with fire and thunder and shofar blowing to scare the Jewish people. And on the other hand, as you know, when Moshe broke the luchot and eventually got the second luchot, it was given b'kold mama daka, quietly. And I always like to say, one was to scare them, and the other was to make them feel good. Everyone should have a good Shabbos, a good Yom Tov.